Welcome to Fertility Cafe. I'm your host, Eloise Drain, and today we're talking about something that doesn't always get the attention it deserves, how to choose the right family building team. Let me be honest, over the years, I've seen patient care in this field take a backseat to numbers, efficiency, and profits. That's left too many people, intended parents, surrogates, and donors feeling like they're just another case file, not a person with unique needs. That's why this conversation is so important. It's not just about picking a clinic or signing with an agency. It's about making sure you have a team that truly cares about you and your journey. It's also about knowing how to advocate for yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. For intended parents, that means asking the right questions and not being afraid to walk away from a clinic or professional that doesn't feel like the right fit. And for surrogates and donors, I know you don't always get a say in the clinic, but you do have control over the agencies you work with. We'll talk about how you could protect yourself and ensure you're working with people who value your well-being. Welcome to the Fertility Cafe, where we explore the beautiful complexity of modern family building. I'm your host, Eloise Drain, and this is a space for honest conversations about surrogacy, egg donation, and the journey to parenthood. With expert insights and real stories, we're here to guide you through the medical, legal, and emotional aspects of third-party family building. We believe that love has no limits, and neither should parenthood. Now, your family building team isn't just one person or one organization. It's made up of many players, each with a specific role. You'll need a medical team to handle the science and care behind fertility treatment and pregnancy, a legal team to ensure everyone's rights are protected and every step is handled lawfully, mental health professionals who play a dual role. They provide emotional support for you, your surrogate, or your donor, but they also conduct screenings and consultations. Agencies that connect you with surrogates and donors manage the logistics of the process. And finally, additional support like escrow agencies to handle financial matters and insurance specialists to navigate surrogacy and egg donor related policies. Each of these entities plays a critical role, and the right team can make your journey smoother, more empowering, and more successful. So let's get into what to look for, how to ask the right questions, and how to protect yourself. Let's start with the medical team. For intended parents, this means choosing a fertility clinic and working with a reproductive endocrinologist, or RE. But it doesn't stop there. You also need to consider the lab. As we discussed in episode 102 with Kenny Smalls, the lab is where much of the science behind your journey happens, and its quality can make or break your success. I can't stress this enough. Not all clinics are created equal. It's easy to get caught up in the glossy websites and high success rates, but there's more to the story. When evaluating a clinic, ask questions like, what's the experience level of the doctors, embryologists, and lab staff? How does the clinic handle complications or challenges? What kind of patient care can you expect, not just for you, but also for your surrogate or donor? How many cycles does the clinic handle annually? And what is their live birth rate for cases similar to yours? What is their policy for communicating delays or unexpected outcomes? If the clinic has a third-party program that manages surrogacy and egg donation cases, how long is the wait time for an appointment? How quickly can your surrogate or donor get an appointment once selected? Do they charge fees to review your surrogate's medical records? And most importantly, pay attention to how you're treated. Are they listening to your concerns, or do you feel rushed through appointments? If they're dismissive or vague, that's a red flag. When choosing your clinic, don't be afraid to ask hard questions to ensure your embryos and future family plans are secure. Advocating for yourself. Now, surrogates and donors, I know you usually don't get to choose the clinic, but you can advocate for yourself in other ways. Ask about how they handle your specific needs. For surrogates, what's their process for monitoring your care? Do they provide clear communication about appointments and follow-up care? For egg donors, how do they manage the egg retrieval process? and what kind of aftercare is available to you. If something feels off, if you're not getting the information or support you need, speak up. You deserve to feel respected and valued throughout this process. Intended parents, don't forget that your surrogate or donor is a part of your team too. A clinic that prioritizes their care as much as yours is a clinic worth considering. The best medical team doesn't just create embryos. They create an environment where everyone involved feels supported and empowered. Consider communication practices. For intended parents, surrogates, and donors alike, clear and open communication is essential. A clinic should be willing and prepared to communicate with everyone involved in the journey, including your agency, legal counsel, and mental health professionals. Here are some things to consider. Responsiveness. How quickly do they return calls or emails, especially in cases of urgent medical questions or concerns? Access to support. Do they offer a patient portal for communication, or can you reach a specific coordinator directly? For many people, having a direct point of contact rather than relying solely on automated systems can make a big difference. Collaborative approach. Do they ensure clear communication with your team about the donor or surrogate's progress? For example, do they provide your agency with key updates and respond promptly to legal requests, such as signing documents for parentage orders or other legal matters? The best clinics recognize that family building is a team effort. Their willingness to engage openly and responsively with all key players ensure that nothing falls through the cracks. Planning for the unexpected, contingency and storage policies. Another thing to think about is what happens if a fertility clinic unexpectedly closes. Lately, there have been cases where sudden closures left patients scrambling, especially when it came to the custody and future of their stored embryos. This is a critical reminder to ask about the clinic's contingency plans. What systems are in place to protect embryos in case of a closure or emergency? Are they partnered with trusted storage facilities, or do they handle everything in-house? How do they communicate with patients in the event of a natural disaster or other crises? Additionally, ask about the logistics of transferring embryos to another clinic or storage facility if needed. Understanding these policies upfront can provide peace of mind and protect your future family plans. Tailoring care to non-traditional families. For LGBTQ+ families or single parents by choice, it's important to evaluate how inclusive the clinic is in their practices. Do they have staff members who are trained in supporting diverse family structures? Do they partner with sperm banks, egg banks, or donor agencies that specialize in working with LGBTQ+ clients? Inclusivity in care is not just about avoiding discrimination. It's about receiving the same level of respect and tailored support as any other patient. Choosing the right medical team isn't just about their expertise. It's about finding a clinic you can trust, one that communicates well, and is fully prepared to support you. When a clinic meets your needs and takes care of everyone involved, it sets the stage for a smoother and more supportive journey. Mental health professionals, screening, preparing, and supporting everyone. Mental health professionals are a required part of your family building team. They're not just for emotional support, but also to help ensure everyone involved feels prepared and supported throughout the process. Screening surrogates and donors. Before a surrogate or donor is matched, they go through a psychological evaluation to make sure they're ready for the journey ahead. Their evaluation includes a one-on-one interview to talk about their motivations, expectations, and emotional readiness, assessments to spot any potential challenges or stressors that could come up, and a review of their support system to ensure they have a strong network to rely on. This process helps surrogates and donors understand what to expect and ensures they're prepared for the emotional and physical demands of their role. It's also a great opportunity to address any questions or concerns they may have upfront. Consultations for intended parents. For intended parents, mental health professionals conduct consultations that focus on preparing you for the emotional realities of the journey. These consultations often cover your expectations and concerns about the process, strategies for building a positive and respectful relationship with your surrogate or donor, planning for challenges such as medical setbacks, delays, or the emotional toll of waiting. These conversations provide the tools and understanding you need to move forward, making the journey feel more manageable and positive. Ongoing support throughout the process. Mental health professionals are there to support intended parents, surrogates, and donors throughout the journey, helping manage stress, work through emotions, and handle any bumps along the way. This can include talking through concerns during medical procedures or legal discussions, helping set clear expectations between intended parents and surrogates to avoid misunderstandings, guiding everyone through emotional moments like embryo transfers, pregnancy updates, or the post-delivery transition. Their support makes sure everyone feels heard, understood, and cared for throughout the process. Addressing cultural and personal sensitivities. Mental health professionals play a vital role in addressing cultural or personal factors that might impact the journey, whether it's navigating societal stigma, unique family structures, or deeply personal expectations. Their expertise in fertility and third-party reproduction ensures you feel seen, understood, and supported. Questions to ask your mental health professional. When choosing a mental health professional for your third-party reproduction journey, consider asking questions like, do you have experience conducting evaluations specifically for surrogates, egg donors, or intended parents? How familiar are you with the unique emotional dynamics of third-party reproduction? What is your approach to preparing surrogates and donors for their roles? How do you support communication and alignment between intended parents and surrogates and donors? Can you provide ongoing support tailored to the needs of everyone involved in the process? The key takeaway? Mental health professionals bring valuable expertise to screening, preparation, and guiding everyone through the complexities of this process. Be sure to choose someone with the knowledge and experience to navigate the unique challenges and emotions that can arise during third-party reproduction. Legal counsel, the non-negotiable team member. Now let's talk about attorneys. This isn't a nice to have, it's a must have. Intended parents, your attorney is the one who protects your parental rights, ensures contracts are airtight, and handles the legal aspects of the process. But it's important to remember, not just an attorney will do. They need to specialize in assisted reproductive technology, ART law, and have experience navigating the complexities of surrogacy and third-party reproduction. ART law is a highly specialized area, and working with an attorney unfamiliar with these nuances can lead to costly mistakes or oversights. Your attorney should have deep understanding of the specific laws in your state, as well as in the state where your surrogate or donor resides, as these can vary widely. Their expertise should also extend to handling sensitive matters, such as embryo disposition, parental rights, and multi-state agreements. For surrogates and donors, you'll need your own attorney, completely separate from the intended parents. This isn't about creating conflict. It's about ensuring your rights and responsibilities are clearly defined and the contract is fair. Your attorney's role is to protect you and make sure you fully understand the terms of the agreement, including medical and financial obligations, compensation schedules and reimbursement for expenses, clear guidelines for communication and decision-making throughout the journey. Just like intended parents, you must work with attorneys who specialize in ART law. Someone without this specific expertise may overlook critical details or fail to anticipate common issues unique to surrogacy and egg donation contracts. If your attorney isn't explaining things in plain language or seems rushed, find someone who will take the time to walk you through the process. Your comfort and understanding are necessary. Key areas to review in contracts. For everyone involved, there are specific elements of the contract that deserve close attention. Some of the most important include parental rights, ensuring intended parents' rights are established, especially in cases involving different state laws, financial agreements, outlining how medical, legal, and other expenses will be handled, along with clear compensation terms for surrogates or donors, decision-making authority, addressing scenarios like medical emergencies during pregnancy, and who has the authority to make decisions, contingencies, planning for unexpected situations, such as a surrogate needing to relocate during pregnancy, or an early termination due to health concerns. Contracts are more than paperwork. A contract isn't just a formality. It's the foundation of the entire journey. A good contract lays everything out clearly, from roles and responsibilities to expectations, helping to avoid misunderstandings or conflicts down the road. Plus, it provides a safety net with legal protections if anything unexpected comes up, giving everyone a peace of mind. International considerations. If you're exploring surrogacy or egg donation across borders, it's important to work with an attorney who understands the complexities of international agreements. They'll need to navigate the legal steps for establishing parentage in both the surrogate's country and your home country. Other factors like travel restrictions, embassy paperwork, and dual citizenship for your child also need to be carefully planned. Questions to ask when choosing legal counsel. Choosing the right attorney is an important part of navigating the legal side of third-party reproduction. Here are some questions to consider. What's your experience with ART law? And have you worked on cases involving surrogates or donors before? Are you familiar with the laws and the states involved in this process? How do you make sure everyone's rights and responsibilities are clearly outlined and protected? How do you handle unexpected legal issues or disputes if they come up? What's your communication style? How often will I hear from you? And how can I reach you with questions or concerns? These questions can help you feel confident that your attorney understands the complexities of the process and is prepared to support everyone involved. Transparency matters. Transparency is everything. If something feels unclear or rushed, take a moment to step back and reassess. Legal work isn't where you want to cut corners. A clear, detailed contract that everyone understands sets the stage for a smoother journey and helps prevent unnecessary stress or misunderstandings down the road. Advocating for yourself. Remember, your attorney is there to support you. If you feel like your concerns are being overlooked or your questions aren't getting the attention they deserve, it's perfectly fine to get a second opinion. Your legal counsel should not only protect your interests, but also make sure you feel informed and confident about the decisions you're making. Agencies, your partner in the journey. Let's talk about agencies. Whether you're an intended parent, surrogate, or donor, they play a big role in making sure the process is smooth, organized, and successful. For intended parents, agencies handle the heavy lifting, finding a surrogate or donor, coordinating with legal and medical teams, and managing the details so you can focus on building your family. While it's natural to want a quick match, this process takes time. A good agency will pre-screen surrogates and donors to ensure they're fully qualified, saving you time and money on candidates who aren't a good fit. Ask the agency, how do you pre-screen surrogates and donors? What kind of support will you provide as I move through the process? How do you handle challenges or conflicts if they come up? For surrogates, it's about finding an agency that listens to you, advocates for your needs, and respects your preferences. You should feel like your voice matters when it comes to choosing the intended parents you'll work with. Ask them, will I have a say in the matching process? How will the agency support me if an issue arises, especially in an emergency? What kind of resources or emotional support will I have access to during the journey? For donors, it's important to work with an agency that respects your choices and allows you to make decisions, like whether you'd prefer your donation to remain anonymous or open to future contact. Transparency about the entire process, from retrieval to post-donation, is key. Ask, do I get to choose if my donation is anonymous or open? How will you guide me through the donation process? And what support will I have? What kind of medical and emotional care will be available? One thing to remember, an agency doesn't have to be local to where you live. Many agencies work across state lines or even internationally and can handle everything remotely. What really matters is finding an agency that aligns with your values, supports your goals, and takes the time to make thoughtful matches. Agencies can be very different in how they operate. Some focus on specific family types, like LGBTQ+ or single parents, while others work with a wide variety of people. Some offer highly personalized experiences, while others prioritize efficiency and speed. Take the time to research your options and ask questions. Regardless of your role, the agency you choose should respect your needs, advocate for your goals, and guide you with care and understanding. Take your time to find the right fit. This is your journey, and it's worth getting it right. The role of insurance specialists and escrow managers. Insurance and financial management are crucial parts of any surrogacy or egg donation journey, and they can quickly become overwhelming without the right support. That's where insurance specialists and escrow managers step in, taking care of the details to ensure everything runs smoothly. Insurance specialists navigate complex coverage. Insurance for surrogacy and egg donation is anything but straightforward, and general providers often don't understand the unique needs involved. Specialists in this field bring the expertise needed to evaluate existing policies, identify gaps, and secure appropriate coverage. They also arrange complication insurance for egg donors to cover unexpected medical expenses and handle the complexities of medical billing, submitting claims, tracking payments, and resolving issues so no one is left dealing with financial surprises. Escrow managers keep finances transparent. On the financial side, escrow managers make sure every payment is secure, accurate, and on time. Acting as a neutral third party, they oversee compensation, reimbursements, and expenses like insurance premiums. Their ability to provide full transparency and document every transaction ensures that funds are handled fairly and in accordance with agreements. Surrogacy and egg donation finances require specialized knowledge, so working with professionals experienced in this field is key. Why it matters. Bringing in experienced insurance specialists and escrow managers take the guesswork out of two of the most complicated aspects of surrogacy and egg donation. They make sure coverage is in place, payments are handled properly, and everyone involved can focus on the process without unnecessary stress. When selecting services, ask questions like, do you specialize in surrogacy and egg donation? How do you manage claims, payments, or disputes? What type of communication and support can I expect during the process? Having the right professionals in place ensures the journey is smooth, organized, and focused on the outcome that matters most. Advocating for yourself. Advocating for yourself is an important part of this process, no matter your role. It's about making sure your voice is heard and your needs are respected. Advocacy isn't always easy, but it's worth it. For intended parents, stay curious and involved. As an intended parent, advocacy starts with staying engaged and informed. This is your journey, and it's okay, even necessary, to ask questions, especially the ones that might feel uncomfortable. Your team of professionals is there to guide you, but don't sit back and let them make all the decisions. Stay curious about how things are being handled and dig deeper if you need clarity. Be honest about your needs. If you need more updates, reassurance about timelines, or help navigating decisions, speak up. The right team will value your input and adjust to support you. Your instincts are just as valuable as the expertise of the professionals you're working with. For surrogates, speak up for your needs. Surrogacy is a deeply personal and generous commitment, and it's crucial to feel supported and respected throughout. Advocacy for yourself means knowing that your voice matters and expressing your needs confidently. You're a partner, not just a participant. Your role is at the heart of this process. If something doesn't sit right, whether it's about medical care, communication, or agency support, speak up. Your comfort and well-being should always be a priority. Set boundaries early. Make your needs and preferences clear from the start, whether it's about appointment schedules or communication frequency. This helps avoid misunderstandings later on. For egg donors, know your worth. As an egg donor, you're making a remarkable contribution, and it's important to feel respected throughout the process. Advocating for yourself means asking the right questions and ensuring you're fully informed. Ask for clarity. Make sure you understand the medical process, risks, and available care during and after your donation. You deserve to know exactly what to expect. Raise concerns. If something doesn't feel right, whether it's about compensation, medical procedures, or communication, don't hesitate to speak up. A good agency or team will take your concerns seriously and address them promptly. Advocacy takes practice. Advocating for yourself can feel intimidating, but your voice matters. Your comfort, safety, and well-being are just as important as the outcome of this process. Ask questions, express your needs, and trust your instincts. Whether you're an intended parent, a surrogate, or a donor, you're a vital part of this journey, and your voice deserves to be heard and respected. This is your journey, and you have every right to feel supported and confident as you move forward. Choosing the right team for your journey is about more than qualifications. It's about finding people who respect and support your role. I hope this episode helped you feel more confident in making decisions that align with your values and speaking up when it matters most. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit and leave us a review. It helps us connect with more people navigating their own journeys. Thank you for joining us at the Fertility Cafe. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who might benefit from this information. You can find show notes and resources from this episode in the description or visit thefertilitycafe.com for more information.